Hello and welcome back to whatever the hell we're calling this. We had a
Welcome
suggestion.
back. Your dreams are your ticket. Oh.
We had a suggestion to call it something like Podcar Podcast, given that you're in the car,
Ah, nice.
which I did quite like. But yeah, we're back. It's
Excellent.
very early on a Wednesday. It is the day before Thanksgiving, which, for those of you who are not in the States, doesn't mean a hell of a lot, but it means that all of our children are off school today. Josh will be off work after today. He does have to go in. So we're just going to have a lovely few days. Oliver is very excited because it is a home day, and there are several home days in a row. Home days are very exciting things. He will, of course, spend most of the time complaining that he's bored because no one will play with him.
Right, obviously.
But he will have fun. And the
I get to do a
babies.
lot of baking.
And you get to do a lot of baking. The babies will have fun running around and yelling up with mummy repeatedly until I pick them up.
I'm so sorry.
Oh no, it's fine. It's a little unfair of me to complain about it. Jasper has been a little sick the past couple of days, and he's my Velcro baby to begin with. And when he's sick, it just kind of gets more pronounced.
Yeah.
So he wants to just be on me. He's a very snuggly person. It's not a bad thing. It just means that I can't move. And I don't do well sitting down and not doing things. It's a problem. I need to learn how to relax, really, but I'm either working or tidying or at the moment sewing Christmas gifts. So having a small child insist that I sit down so that he can sit on me is a little difficult.
It's
It's
more than
probably
less than
very
unhelpful.
it is. It's probably very good for me in terms of learning to stop moving and relax a bit. But it's a hard lesson to learn.
Do you want to talk about some of the new things that you're moving toward, or are we keeping those?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a massive amount of stuff. We spoke last week about talking about like rearranging what the study and then the ch like actually making videos for the YouTube channel, which I know is a little bit of a strange and risky move, but I think it's going to pay off. If you follow like the TikTok account, then you'll have seen I've actually put a few videos out. It's nothing new. I was speaking to David McDonald, who runs the Deep Drinks podcast. Lovely man. If you haven't checked out his stuff, definitely go and do it. But he and Derek, actually, I spoke to Derek from Myth Vision about it as well, because they're very professional. And I don't think we necessarily need the same level of polish, but I would like the same level of professional consistency. So I was talking to Derek about how he does his YouTube shorts. I asked him if he had a service where he said, "No, I do them, but I use this AI software, and it goes through the video and it selects clips that might be good for like YouTube shorts, for TikTok videos." So I ran a couple of our older videos through there, and it worked pretty well. Some of them ended a little bit abruptly, but and it goes through the video, gives you like five or six clips, but seven of them were actually where I would have cut them, and it's really easy to go through and edit the captions because a lot of the words we use are not in everyday vernacular, shall we say.
It's
So
weird that they don't get Shar Kali Shari
I
correct.
know, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. And Sin Lake Yunani, I mean, who doesn't know that
I
name?
mean, come on.
So I went through and did a few of those and lined them up on the TikTok. I should put them on the Instagram as well, actually. But I lined them up on the TikTok page, and a couple on the YouTube channel. So there's just little bits, especially for people who don't either are new to the channel because they're older videos or don't have time to sit down and watch a whole hour-long interview. which is many people, and that is okay. But it was really nice to see that that kind of stuff, there are reliable reliable automated systems that can do that kind of thing. So I felt good about that. And I've been researching acoustic treatments for our recording room, which is not awful. Oh, hello, Cat. Not awful as it stands, but it's very just as a space to be inside. Because it's where we record, it's where I do all of my editing work, it's where I do all of my writing. It's a little oppressive because there's like black blankets hanging from the walls to dampen all of the echoes. And we don't have any natural light because I've blocked up the windows with black blankets. So I've been looking at less oppressive ways. Do I need to soundproof every single wall? The answer is probably not. I can do other things to get the same effect and probably a better effect. So I've been looking at acoustic panels and how to set it up. And I actually haven't really spoken to Josh about this because we do sometimes just pass like ships in the night. We both get home and he cooks dinner and we feed the children, put the children to bed. And then it's like, we both sort of collapse. And I don't always remember to talk to him about the thoughts I've had during the day. But I think I might paint the room like a dark blue, maybe. But almost like our bedroom, sweetheart, but a matte paint so that studio lighting won't reflect. Yeah, and then set up a video recording area with like a comfy chair and mark on the floor where to put the lights, but set that up on one end and then have the audio recording stuff all set up on the other end. It's not a big room, it's just a small bedroom, but I think we have enough room to set up two spaces without it being overly cluttered. We do have a massive fish tank in the middle of the room at the moment that I'm trying to get rid of. So once that's gone, I think that will help considerably.
I mean, I think it's at this point less an empty fish tank and more a play area for Barley, the cat.
That's true. Our cat does like to jump in it and sit and just stare at me. It's very strange. Anyway, that was a lot of updating.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty awesome, though.
It's good. I'm exciting.
So for those of you that don't know, Megan is also Professor Lewis out at Pensacola.
I would not go that far.
I would.
Peninsula Community College.
Community College. And it's just a really fun, it seems like a really fun position that she took. but she taught Sumerian last year, and they were really excited about it. So she's teaching Akkadian this year. And there's now talk of doing a joint class that is like half Near Eastern archaeology and half introduction to Sumerian language. And they're just, you know, I think they, as no one is surprised to hear, they really like her. She's very good at teaching. So.
You are a very kind man.
I mean, I don't know how that fits in here.
I mean, you are.
But, and also, Megan is looking for me to put out an album.
Yep.
Kent Hovind sings the classics on the guitar, you know, so.
Yep.
Just kidding.
All proceeds to Haps.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun. Or maybe I can, like, learn to, like, finger pick a, I don't know, like one of those Red Sovine sort of storytell. You know, I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck.
That would be hilarious.
But do it in Kent Hovind's voice and read his dissertation.
Oh my God. That would be amazing.
For those of you that
have
not.
I was going to say, for people who haven't read it, how does it open, Josh?
Yeah, you can just go online, type in Kent Hovind dissertation PDF. It will come up. And it says, Hello, my name is Kent Hovind. Taught high school science for 15 years.
Which is not at all how one typically opens a dissertation.
No,
usually we'll open with a discussion of your academic abstract.
And actually, Megan, I don't know if you were here for this part, but or around for this part. I don't know if I was just talking to Kip about it, but his dissertation is like 100 pages. Were you there for that? I can't remember.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, okay. For anybody that doesn't know, my memory is amazing. And
it's almost like you have a neurological disorder that affects your memory.
And it's worse at the moment because the VA has forgotten that I take tenapizil. So I've been out of that for a couple of weeks, which is super awesome. What was I saying?
Kent's dissertation.
Oh, yeah.
Pages.
Yeah, so if you go to Patriot University or Patriot Bible University, I can't remember which one it is now, you know, that very reputable institution of higher learning, it's close to Ivy League, right? It's not quite there. It's close. The requirements for the dissertation sit at 150 pages at the moment. So, I mean, I'm sure that when he went through during the Johnson administration, you know, it was only a 100-page requirement. But it's funny that his dissertation apparently
would not hold water. I mean, it wouldn't hold water. It wouldn't pass muster, I think is the phrase.
At that university, yeah. Even at that university.
If my sound has suddenly gone weird, I'm sorry. There's now a cat on my lap rubbing against the microphone.
Oh, I can hear it. That's great.
Yeah, I've moved the mic. There's Barley, the aforementioned fish tank aficionado.
He's trying to tell us that he had the club going up on Tuesday.
He is. Bless him.
So for those of you that frequent the Discord app or the Clubhouse app, had some interesting conversations over the past couple of weeks. I don't get to talk very much, but I get to listen in periodically. And when I come in, sometimes it's funny. Sometimes people will ask me questions in the whatever the private messages are. I can't remember, but they'll say things like, "Oh, like what do you think are some contradictions in the Old Testament?" And I'll say, "Well, I mean, there are lots of them. I have this chapter in the book that I wrote where I go through a bunch of them." And they say, "Well, what are some that you can think of?" I'm like, you know, that was my subtle way of saying, "Hey, I've spent a lot of time putting this down in writing. You know, you can just go get it and read it."
Also, it's an entire chapter in a book. It's not something that I can just randomly, you know, recite for you.
Yeah, so then I'll say, like, I responded with, and I mean, I'm not trying to say anything bad about the person, because I mean, I like they're genuinely just curious, but and I was like, so, all right, the animals in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. And they wrote back, "What about them?" Okay, well, in the first chapter, they're created before humanity is created. In the second chapter, they're created after the man, but before the woman. So, you know, if this is intended to be one continuous narrative, you can't have two full creations of the animal kingdom. If it's meant to be
two narratives,
one is supposed to be like, you know, focusing in on the broad idea of the other, then you have things out of chronological order. And then he's like, well, couldn't that be explained by, as I, you know, I, please just go read the chapter.
Just show me.
Because all I'm doing is typing it in on my phone. I don't like doing it. So anyway, but I do go into those apps. So if people are interested, again, I don't get to comment all that much. But it could be a place that if you find me on there, you could like ask questions, and maybe if I've got time, I can pop in and try to answer them.
You're good at answering questions.
Nah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of times I say, you know, not really my area. Like somebody, a good friend of mine asked me, they always start with, Dr. Josh, are you there? Can you come to the mic? Normally I can't, but I was able to at this particular, I think I was driving maybe, but like, I just wanted to ask you, since you're here, you could weigh in on this, and then proceeded to ask me a New Testament question. Like, okay. And somebody actually said the other day, oh, we should really get Dr. Josh to weigh in on this. He's a, you know, an expert in Egyptology. I'm like, ooh, no,
nope.
No, I'm not.
Abort, abort, abort.
Yeah. Anyway, it's funny. Sorry.
I love this cat, but he's an absolute idiot. And every time I get him off my lap, he just turns back around and jumps back on again. Bali? Yep. I can't have you in front of a microphone. It is loud and annoying. Everybody. Crazy cat.
Oh, you know, I'm trying to remember the name of the scholar. I just ran across her yesterday. I ordered her book. It's brand new. It's on, I can't remember. It's like God's Monsters or something like that. But she got her PhD at Hebrew Union College. And then she teaches at Virginia Theological Seminary, I think, if I'm remembering that correctly. But it's about, like, you know, the divine beings that are presented in the Hebrew Bible. And like, it deals with some cosmology. Looks like it's going to be good. But I thought maybe it's somebody you'd want to maybe have ask, see if she'll come on the channel. You should also have Eric Klein back on.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway, sorry, I'm just throwing out suggestions.
No. It's all good. Who did I email last week?
Oh, Daniel Schremer.
Yes, did we talk about that?
I don't know. Well, it's remember. Pretty awesome.
It is. So the ongoing excavations at Hattusha, the Hittite capital city, and they have, so the newspaper article said discovered a new language, but there wasn't really any additional detail in there. But I've asked the cuneiform, the epigrapha, who's the language expert associated with the excavation, if he could come on and do an interview with me about what's going on out there. And he got back and he said yes, he's not in, he's still in Turkey at the moment. With very poor internet, but once he's back, we're going to set up an interview date.
In Turkey is like a way of saying he's celebrating Thanksgiving.
You're silly.
Thank you. Works out to become so.
So that will be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Bum bum ba bum bum ba bum bum ba bum.
Thank you, Jack Sparrow.
Captain Jack Sparrow. Every time I think about that now, I think about that Lonely Island song. Sorry, you were going to say something that was actually useful.
No, it wasn't. I was just going to say I don't think I have anything else to share.
Well, stay tuned for more details. but since you guys are the inner circle, you know, you get these sorts of things ahead of time. You know, we are looking at, I think we mentioned this a little bit last time, but we're looking to, Megan is looking into reinvesting or investing into HAPS. And so it looks like, you know, we'll be able to take some things like maybe book sales, and put those back into the nonprofit so that more PhD students can,
can benefit.
Maybe we can increase the size of the scholarship or give more scholarships or maybe offer a postdoc.
If you're not familiar with what HAPS is, it's Humans Against Poor Scholarship, which is the nonprofit we started. We give research grants effectively to PhD students primarily. And it's done really, really well. It's almost entirely crowdfunded. The bits that aren't crowdfunded come from us, from Digital Hammurabi. And we do, on average, well, we do 3 or 4 scholarships every summer. We have done for the past four or five years. And it's gone very well, considering the fact that it's essentially just me running it and I have zero time to actually put into it. But we're looking at, yeah, like Josh said, putting some more money in. We'd like to be able to offer a postdoctoral opportunity, because in our field, academic positions come up so infrequently that it's very common for people to kind of bounce around for a couple of years working in different places, just for a year doing research work as postdocs. And we were talking about maybe we need to look at the finances and see how things are looking, but maybe funding someone for a year to essentially build a HAPS YouTube channel and to work on disseminating their dissertation and sharing their dissertation with people. So yeah, it's very early days and we need to spend some time talking about it, but some kind of public outreach postdoc I think would be really, really, really cool.
And I think, you know, that one of the nice things about this sort of idea is that one of the things, at least in our field, that you want to do, you know, within the first, 5 years, I think they say, of graduation, is publish your dissertation as a book. And, you know, finding the time to do that, if you're applying for teaching positions, or, you know, starting a new assistant professorship or something, and, you know, you're trying to do really well teaching your new classes and, you know, do these other things that professors have to do, and find time to publish articles and publish, it can be difficult. And so, you know, offering a year where the work that they're doing is all focused on their dissertation, because they're putting out videos maybe, or they're teaching little classes, or, but it's all, you know, the idea would be it's all based on the work that they've done in their dissertation. Then all of it is focused on that. So then making edits and publishing those sorts of things, I think it's a lot easier to focus.
Yeah. So. And it would be remote, which is
relatively
rare in a serological postdoc. So it means if you have a family, you're either uprooting them for a year only, or you're moving away from them, or you're just not applying for these opportunities.
Yeah. But cool stuff coming, I think.
So, We'll see.
I
Again,
guess we will.
it's going to take some thought and discussion, and I need to talk to the rest of the HAPS board. See what their thoughts are, because they always have good thoughts.
I guess they do.
Joshua, before we close out, do you have anything that you would like to share?
Maybe we should just close out in a word of prayer.
To who?
That's a good question. It's fair. I think Enki probably would be best. Just because he always looks out for at least part of humanity.
Take it away.
Defeats. Wodas.
Amazing.
Just so we have a video of our middle daughter when she was what, like four? And she's holding hands. We're all holding hands around. She said she wanted to pray. And she goes, defeats wodas. Amen.
It's to this day the best grace I've ever experienced.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. Oh, man. No, but I'm good.
Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you for the comments you've left. Before we go, I did look at the podcasting thing. You apparently all should have some kind of RSS feed available to you in your settings somewhere, or in your membership account somewhere. I'm a little confused as to where, but there is one. And if you grab that, then you can use it to have the podcast episodes delivered to you instead of having to come back to the Patreon page all the time. So if you can't find it, let me know and I will look again on my end. I think I've set everything up that I need to for it to exist, but if it does not exist for some reason, let me know and I'll go back in and take another look.
You're the best.
You're the best. But
and I
thank you.
Definitely know what an RSS feed is.
You absolutely do. Handsome. Thank you everyone for listening. For those of you in North America, in the United States, because I don't think Canadian Thanksgiving is a different day. But those of you in the United States, have a good Thanksgiving, however you choose to celebrate. And we will be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.